This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Metcalf wide to the far side. Russ takes the shotgun snap. Looks, throws inside. Ball is caught! Is it an end zone? Seahawks win! Touchdown! Seahawks! Jacob Hollister, his second score, and the Seahawks win in dramatic fashion.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
Russell Wilson with a 5-TD performance in what was a wild second half against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But in overtime, the Bucs never touched the ball. Wilson orchestrates a scoring drive, and his fifth touchdown pass is the one you heard there with Steve Rabel on the Seahawks radio network. Another really impressive performance. And the NFC West, it's growing on you whether you like it or not. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We're really pleased to join, well, to have another Russell join the show. Not Russell Wilson. I would assume that he is in bed at this point, probably worn out. But longtime friend Russell Baxter joining us now to talk a little bit about the season through week number 9. Russell, it's been pretty crazy to see some of the changes at quarterback, but those teams that do have consistent QBs, those teams, a lot of them, are at the tops of their division. So we've been talking about MVP, and I know it's only midway through, but who would you put as the front runner right now?
Well, I because it's another Russell, it's hard to argue with Russell Wilson. You know, unless we go Rosalind Russell or Nipsey Russell or The proof is in the pudding when it comes to Russell Wilson. You know, very rarely does he make a mistake. You know, the Seahawks did have that one bad home game against Baltimore. They had a couple turnovers, returned for touchdowns. Seattle's defense is not the defense of, the Legion of Boom. It's been more of a thud at times. You know, another high-scoring game for both teams that Seattle managed to survive and win in overtime. It's the way he's carried the team because it's a team that's not dependent on defense. And, I know sometimes most valuable player means there's often confusion, I think, sometimes, and that's why I like the AP Amy does offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, mm-hmm. and then also most valuable player. I'll throw another name out there, the surprising Carolina Panthers. I don't think you can dismiss Christian McCaffrey as an MVP candidate as well.
What about Lamar Jackson, dark horse?
I think he would. He's certainly in the mix. There's no question about it. What they have done as a team and that offense suits, which we saw in full display on Sunday night against New England, and New England team obviously that had such a great start defensively, but kind of got exposed. It's weird, Amy. It's not often you lose a football game by 14 points, and yet at the same time maybe provide a blueprint for some other teams in the league on how maybe to challenge a team. But that's what I think Cleveland did last week. With Nick Chubb having such success. Now, I know Nick Chubb fumbled twice in that game, but he showed that maybe you could penetrate that New England defense up the middle, especially against the run. We saw that with Baltimore. No, I don't think you could dismiss Lamar Jackson. I think that's an excellent choice as well. I mean, I just look at the way that Russell Wilson has performed, the limited amount of mistakes. As good as the Ravens have been, we have seen Lamar Jackson have some games where, he's turned over the football and so on. We've seen very few turnovers from Russell Wilson.
How would you And it's, we have a long history of it in the NFL of guys who can run the football. I mean, I think back to Randall Cunningham, even guys who can run the football as well as they can pass the football are true dual threats. But how would you describe their longevity? I mean, there are some guys that manage it, but I still worry about Lamar. I know he's young now and he can pop right back up, but I mean, how much do you worry about him being a stable force in the NFL for a long time?
Well, as time goes on, you see a lot of these guys who are dual threats eventually settle in and become more of pocket passers. And it's just the way it's the way it is. Cam Newton's a perfect example of a guy, even though even before he got hurt last year, you saw him not necessarily running as much as he did. Going back even before Randall Cunningham, guys like John Elway and Terry Bradshaw and Steve Young and Roger Staubach's a great example of guys who, because what happens is as you quote-unquote slow down a little and combined with the fact that you don't necessarily want to take the punishment as well, NFL defenses are constantly catching up with offense. You wonder, Amy, why there's been so many rule changes over the last 40-plus years that always benefit the offense. It's because the defenses catch up fairly quickly. And if you don't have another aspect of your game, defenses are going to catch up with you as an individual as well, along with the wear and tear and so on. They eventually will figure out, unless you're the fastest guy in the room every week for 10 years and no one can catch you, and we know that's never the case, you've got to be able to develop and evolve.
Russell Baxter is the founder, co-founder of ProFootballGuru.com. He's a longtime NFL researcher, historian, analyst. From our days at a previous network, we crossed paths. And we continue to make our way through the football landscape. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The idea of defenses dominating and run games coming back and being resurgent really intrigues me. And it maybe goes back to the Super Bowl last year when we had such a low-scoring affair. But how much does it feel to you like we've kind of flipped the script in the NFL and now it's more, it's funny to use the term, but old school as opposed to the high-flying, high-octane passing games?
Oh, I kind of love it because it just shows you how things change very, very rapidly in this league. But at the same time, there's nothing really new about it. It's very cyclical. This league is cyclical. The game itself is cyclical. Just when you think something is going to, I remember, what was it, about week 10, week 11 last year, Amy? Rams 54, Chiefs 51. That was the future of the NFL. That's what the Super Bowl was going to be like. That's why New England is sometimes the smartest guy in the room, because as everybody was preparing for a wild postseason, they knew that the Patriots last year were not a great run defense as well. Late in the year when they lost to the Dolphins and the Steelers in the regular season. Now, you will remember the Miami game, obviously, because they had the wild play at the end,
right?
The Miami Miracle and all this stuff. But in that game, Amy, the Miami Dolphins ran for 189 yards against Bill Belichick's defense. The following week, the Steelers with Jalen Samuels had success. Well, the oldest trick in the book is to keep your defense off the field, and you wonder why New England changed itself late in the season. In the playoffs last year, they ran for 150 yards minimum against the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Rams. That's how you protect your defense, is by keeping it off the field. It's something the Chiefs haven't really mastered for the most part. You couldn't master in the postseason last year, so on. So just when you think everybody is going to be throwing the football as much, you change it up. Everybody thinks you're going to be running as much, you change it up. So it's constant back and forth and back and forth. And you are seeing kind of a revival of the running game. We've had a lot of individual players, including Lamar Jackson, over 500 yards at the midway point. So it'd be curious to see how many 1,000-yard rushers we wind up with this season, which we haven't had a lot of the last couple seasons. We've had plenty of 1,000-yard receivers and 4,000-yard passers. It'll be interesting to see how it turns out this year with some of the running backs who have gotten off to great starts.
About 60 seconds, Russell, but I'd love to have you fill in the blank with the rest of our listeners. We're saying at the midway point, the NFL season is what?
Unpredictable as usual. And here, why I think we're going to see the second half is two or three teams that have got off to great starts, maybe kind of fumble for a little bit, no one in particular, and per usual, which has been the case, by the way, Amy, 6 years in a row now, at least one team that started 0-2 has made the playoffs each of the past six seasons. Who will do it this year?
Mm. Oh, my gosh. I can't even remember that far back to know which teams were 0-2. I know there's one. Well, I can think of at least a couple, I guess, but oh, my gosh.
Well, Carolina, I believe, was 0-2. Pittsburgh, yeah. I believe, was 0-3.
Well, last year, Houston was 0-3 before they made the playoffs as well. So
Indianapolis last year was 1-5 and made the playoffs.
Good stuff. You can find Russell on Twitter, as always. And actually, he does some kind of fun polls and fun nerd alerts, as we call them here on the show. All kinds of cool stuff that you can participate in. But you can find him at Bax Football Guru, Russell Baxter, ProFootballGuru.com. I appreciate a couple of minutes, as always, Russ. Great to talk to you.
You too, Amy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.